Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, your host for another edition of HealthWise. Your kidneys, what they are, the way they work, and what they do, are another example of how we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the true and living God. There is no way that kidneys could have just evolved to be what they are, and the health of the human body is dependent on fully developed and fully functioning kidneys. Now, kidneys are two bean-shaped organs, and they reach about the size of a fist, and they're located below your rib cage, each on one side of your spine. They are your body's natural filtration system. Healthy kidneys filter about a half a cup of blood every minute, removing wastes and extra water to make urine. Urine flows from your kidneys to your bladder through two thin tubes of muscle called ureters. And there's one ureter on each side of your bladder. Your bladder stores the urine, and your kidneys and your ureters and your bladder are called your urinary tract. Anyway, along with removing wastes and extra fluid, your kidneys also remove acids, which are constantly produced by cells in your body. Your kidneys also help your body maintain a healthy balance of necessary salts and minerals like sodium and calcium and phosphorus and potassium. Those salts and minerals and the right balance of them are essential for your body to work as it should. I mean, you see again that we are really fearfully and wonderfully made, not formed, as the result of random changes over millions or billions of years. I mean, come on, really, it takes way, way too much faith to believe we came about that way. Well, along with all of this filtration work, your kidneys also make hormones that help control your blood pressure and your electrolyte levels, and also hormones that make red blood cells, as well as keeping your bones strong and healthy. Now, many things can cause kidney disease and failure. But when your kidneys aren't working properly for whatever reason, the consequences are very serious. Weakness, shortness of breath, lethargy, swelling, confusion, all that and more comes if your kidneys aren't doing what they're supposed to do to prevent the buildup of waste and excess fluid in your body. Now, initially, kidney disease may show no symptoms. That's why it is so very important that you get the proper blood test. Actually, there is something called a GFR. G as in Gary, F as in Frank, R as in Ricky, something called a GFR blood test that does help you determine if you have kidney issues. And people with high blood pressure and or diabetes, both of which we've dealt with on past HealthWise programs, are particularly prone to kidney disease. And remember, if your kidneys fail for whatever reason or reasons, your options are either kidney dialysis or a kidney transplant. So it is really important that you do all that you can to keep your kidneys healthy. And that's our topic on today's HealthWise, Kidney Health. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there in their fascinating nutrition department, you will meet fascinating Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel is our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about kidney health. Our live call-in number, 631-955-5400. If you'd like to be part of the program, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your questions, put the number in HealthWise. And here's that number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391. Put that under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. But for now, hey, welcome once again to Rachel.
Hi, Bill.
Good to have you with us. Rachel, let me start out with this because it comes up with a lot of things. Detoxing. And I realize detoxing affects more than kidney health, but I have read that's part of it. Tell us a little bit about detoxing.
Well, I mean, when you detox, you're utilizing the detoxifying organs in your body. So I would say you've got your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the kidneys, as you said, are two of the largest and most powerful and important of the detoxifiers in our body. So when you do a detox, you're going to be asking them to do more, and you're also going to be cleaning them out.
Okay.
Any filter, the easiest one I can think of is an air conditioner filter, but also I'm thinking of filters in fish tanks are even more relevant here, but gets junk in it, and it needs to be cleaned out.
Okay.
That's the beginning.
Okay.
And the first thing, and I know we're going to talk about it at least more than once. I actually wrote it on my list of talking points.
Sure.
Five times, but water, yeah. The first time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems
that's
to me a lot of this is water.
Yeah.
And Rachel, before we go any further,
detoxifying.
Water, now are you talking about regular tap water, bottled water, filtered water, some special water, or just water?
Filtered, purified water, all of that is good.
Okay.
Good clean spring water if you have it, that's all good too.
Okay.
I would say that for the purpose of detoxification, the waters that have a lot of electrolytes and other things added to them, they're not going to hurt you, really, but they may not be necessary.
Okay. All right. So detoxing is water, right?
For the kidneys.
Okay.
And then one of the best ways you can take the detoxifying herbs that usually are used is as tea, because it's more liquid. And that's an easy way to get something to flow through the kidneys quickly. And you and I have talked about some of these before. I know. I think you take some of them.
Yes.
But we're looking at some things like dandelion, especially root.
Yes.
An herb called Uva Ursi. Love that name. Cranberries. Not just for bladder infections, also for detoxification. Beet juice, which everyone loves. Beets are very popular right now in the health food world. The beet has got, it's really hot and popular. I love that. And also, interestingly enough, good digestive enzymes, which can be gotten from beet juice, betaine, hydrochloride, but you can also take that as a supplement. Helps for everything to be broken down correctly.
Okay.
Helps to bring down the acid levels in the kidneys, which is important, and we're going to talk more about that, I know. And just to bring it, give a little circle here in our conversation, green tea, which we talked a lot about the last time I was with you, is also a wonderful detoxifier for the kidneys.
I can't overstate the green tea. Since we did the program on the benefits of coffee and tea, I have tried to take my good cup of jasmine essenced green tea every afternoon. What a difference that makes. Now,
awesome.
Rachel, I don't want to jump ahead. I realize listeners are going to have questions about kidney stones, but I just have to give a little caution here as one who's had kidney stones in the past. In some cases, beet juice, beets can be a big contributor to kidney stones.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay, all right. Okay, just want to give a little caveat there.
Should we say the scary word? Oxalic acid.
Yeah, that's the scary. Yeah. You're not kidding.
But we also need it, Bill. It's very interesting.
Okay.
That's it was really great that you brought that up to me, and we'll talk a little bit about it.
Well, why don't we deal with that right now, because we're on.
Well, let's deal with it right now.
Since you mentioned it. Because, actually, Rachel, I thought about just doing a whole program, not that I want to, but having experienced the misery of what's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Yeah, second only to the pain of delivering a child. So the only comfort is, as a pastor, I could somewhat relate to what women go through. But anyway, talk to us about kidney stones, then. What causes them?
Kidney stones can be formed from many things, not just calcium, which is everyone's instant, the demon. It can also come from some of the elements that are in protein. So high protein diets, which lots and lots of us are doing from time to time, and some people all the time, for weight loss, to keep trim, for heart health, can be very hard on the kidneys and can even give you a form of kidney stone, unlike the ones that come from just calcium.
Yeah, so you know,
they're
high
also is a mixture of things, but they're heavier in other substances, other minerals and things.
High meat diets can be a problem, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We just talked about the detoxifying, and one of the first things that you do, I would give like a 7-day period for that. This is getting right back to the stones.
Okay.
Is a diet that's lower in meat protein. And lower in protein in general, because the kidneys have to filter protein before it can be utilized by the body. And we don't want to tax them too much, and we don't want to leave anything behind that can cause stones. And you need to increase your fruits and vegetables. Almost all fruits and vegetables will enable you to detoxify your kidneys more effectively, and they almost all have oxalic acid in fairly decent amount. Some of them are very high. No rhubarb if you're having a problem.
Yeah, that's another one. Rhubarb is the best.
And the strawberry rhubarb pie.
So I don't quite understand if there are oxalic acid stones, and I believe they're the most common.
That's the combination with protein, actually. Oxalic acid and calcium together.
Okay.
If you have significant amount of calcium in your diet, or if you take it as a supplement, a healthy one that can be easily assimilated and used and then disposed of, with the oxalic acid will not cause kidney stones.
Okay, so what you're saying is you've got to have a lower meat diet, and then you do want the right kinds of calcium, and you do want the oxalic acid that comes.
You've got to have it. Guess what? They've found in many, many, if you think about the things that the list of fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, spinach, rhubarb, that's sticky in my head. There's a number of other ones, and nuts.
Okay.
These are things that are fantastic for our diet, for like that healthy people have been pushing on me, for one, and many others for years. They're all fairly high in oxalic acid. What they have found is that bodies that are prone to cancer and that can't fight cancer well are very low in oxalic acid.
Interesting. Very interesting. I've also heard, and we want to get back to the more general topic in a moment, but I've also heard, and I take this myself, magnesium and B6 apparently helps for those that have, helps prevent the formation of oxalic acid.
I'm a big fan of magnesium. I think you've probably heard me say that before. I am literally a fan.
Yeah.
And there's many different kinds, and it can be utilized for many different things, and one of the best is for calcium-based kidney stones.
Interesting.
Do you want me to throw in a little weird knowledge?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Coca-Cola breaks down kidney stones.
Is that right?
It's a very strange time to bring it up, but it really makes me laugh when I go and look for kidney stone cleanses.
Yeah, but I've...
And drinking, it's actually a horrible cleanse. I would not recommend it. But, I mean, for some people, they're not going to do other things. So kidney, it's the same stuff that breaks down, your car paint finish. If you pour the Coca-Cola on it, will break down the kidney stone. I don't know if I want to recommend that people do that.
Okay, let's maybe we'll have to edit that section. That's okay.
Yes,
I think it's interesting to say.
I think it's interesting.
Well, Rachel, what about probiotics and the kidneys? That's also important.
Well, a lot of times, and I started this by talking about teas and liquids. A lot of times we forget that the kidneys are part, if they're part of the detoxification process, they're part of the digestive process. And I did mention the betaine hydrochloride, which comes from beets, but can also be, you can get that as a, what's called a simulacrum, but you can get it from other sources that don't have the oxalic acid content of beet juice. If you don't have good digestion, if you're not obtaining the maximum nutrition from your food and whatever supplements you take or teas, whatever, then your kidneys are going to be working overtime, and perhaps they could even be damaged in the case of, say, if you're having too much sodium,
right?
Sodium chloride. So digestive enzymes, things like ginger, are very important, as well as, purifying and washing the kidneys. We also need to make sure that the whole process is more effective. Probiotics for healthy elimination and for the health of the urinary tract, especially in women, there are certain strains that are very healthy, very helpful to get rid of urinary tract infections, to prevent them.
So what you're saying,
like a lot of women already know about that, actually.
Because probiotics help with digestion.
And elimination.
That actually gives some relief to the kidneys in that
100%.
Regard. Okay.
Like I'm saying, if you don't have correct digestion, the kidneys are going to be working overtime.
Yeah.
They're going to get clogged and cranky.
I mentioned, I think when we began HealthWise, the advisors for the program and what we should be doing early on, they believe that probiotics were the most important thing to be added to our diet because most people don't get them, so we're always going back to that.
I would agree. It's one of the first things I recommend to people with any issue.
Okay. Hey, we're dealing today with kidney health. Fascinating topic, little treated, and we're just scratched the surface. We've got Rachel with us, got a lot more to cover, but we'll be back with more about kidney health after this message from our sponsor.
It's like going back in time. The old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise.
Bill Shishko here with you today, and our topic is kidney health. And our guest is the omnicompetent and knowledgeable Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Rachel, let's talk a little bit about potassium and kidney health. That comes up a lot.
You need to have a lot. You have a lot. Yeah, you need to have a little, but not a lot.
Okay.
You need to get it from food first. That's always the best way to go. And we all know, I'm sure we know our list, but the big leader on the list is bananas. And they're great. They're a little high in sugar. So if you're watching your sugar intake, if you're diabetic or whatever, you need to perhaps, you might want to think about supplementation, but there's other ways. Tomatoes, lima beans, oh yeah, and sunflower seeds. You get a lot of potassium from food, and it's best to get it that way because it's easier on your kidneys. However, if you don't have enough, you'll have blood pressure issues.
Yeah.
And it can go either way, but usually it'll rise, and we don't want that. So to buy in a health food store or, you know, even your local pharmacy, you know, like if they don't have health food stuff, they will have this stuff. We try and combine both worlds at 110 Pharmacy because we're extra special. But about 99 milligrams is the limit that you can purchase over the counter, and one of those a day would be usually enough to keep your kidneys happy.
So, Rachel,
blood pressure in order.
Yeah, you know, we're big banana fans. You can use even white potatoes that get a bad rap. They've got potassium
too.
It's
so good for you.
Yeah. So if you're eating this regularly, the prunes, the oranges, tomatoes, lima beans, sunflower seed, you don't need a supplement of potassium, right?
I would say don't take the supplement of potassium unless you have to.
Yeah,
just because you don't want to tax the kidneys unnecessarily.
Yeah, okay, very, very good point. Now, what about, the other thing I read is you've got to lower the amount of phosphorus coming into your diet. How do you get phosphorus in your diet?
What's interesting is that there's a fantastic bone formula. I'm not here to be an appetizer for that, it's called Bone Up by Jarrow, and it's a great formula. Unfortunately, it comes from a source that's high in phosphorus.
Okay.
So, honestly, you're not getting too much, especially if you don't drink carbonated beverages and other things that contain useless amounts of phosphorus, and it's in a healthy form. So I've looked at this before. The only way to really eliminate it, you know, is there like an anti-agent of some kind? No.
Okay.
You can get rid of it by just not eating too much of it. Your body will assimilate it. And it is important for bone health, but it's not great for your kidneys.
Yeah, processed foods, I gather, have loads
of... You're always better off staying away from, especially heavily processed foods. Any way that you can, any any place that you can drive through, just don't eat there.
Yeah. Okay. And lowering, and you've got to lower the amount of sodium intake, right, to help the kidneys?
Yes, very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Some sodium chloride in mixture of other minerals is important for the health of your body for many reasons, but I would say about probably about 1/100th of what we take in is necessary.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
It's, and naturally found in many of the wonderful vegetables that we both love and that I talk about all the time, that you always talk about and that you eat regularly. But you have to watch it. You have to watch your salt intake. It's just putting too much strain on the kidneys.
Yeah. Check, folks. Check the labels.
Yes.
I think of canned tomatoes that managers use. Oh, my, the amount of sodium there can create a real problem. Rachel, what about, I'm not wanting you to knock another department at 110 Pharmacy, but what about over-the-counter painkillers? Can't those be bad on the kidneys, too, at points?
Yeah, I'm not about to knock over-the-counter painkillers because, you know, they're non-addictive and they do the job and they generally don't cause a lot of harm as long as you don't abuse them. Nothing bad on them, but if you have to take, say, ibuprofen or acetaminophen regularly, then you need to increase your water intake. And you need to do some of the detoxing that we talked about at the beginning of the show pretty regularly.
Yeah, okay.
If nothing else, then maybe some dandelion tea. If you could have a nice dandelion tea 2 or 3 times a week, nice strong, that'll help.
Yeah, excellent. And I want to remind everybody, we've actually done a program on intermittent fasting. Am I right, Rachel, that intermittent fasting, whether you take a day to fast or an extended period from your late-day meal and your breakfast, with a lot of liquid, that also does help with detoxifying, right?
Like I said, I'm going to do it again. Water.
Water, yeah.
So, sure. And you're letting it do its job without any other interference. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
great
exactly.
For your kidneys.
Okay, and Rachel, let's talk about kidney. We talk about the bad stuff. How about the good stuff? Are there foods that help support and help our kidneys?
Oh, 100%. And I know that you're a fan, and so am I. I love watermelon. And I even get it imported from other countries during the winter because I like it that much.
Oh.
Right now is the best time to get some watermelon. And it is a natural diuretic. It's a natural cleanser. And I have an interesting thing to say. You can get online, and you can also make it yourself if you buy organic watermelons. You have to take out the seeds, dry them, and grind them into a powder. And take a very small amount. You can put it into one of the detoxification things that we used, talked about earlier that you can use. It's fantastic. It really scrubs your kidneys. It's beautiful stuff.
Ground
beautiful
watermelon
stuff.
Seeds.
Yes, it's amazing. And I have a long story about it. We don't have enough time. But I know someone who was helped, and he had chronic kidney disease. And obviously, there's not much you can do about that. But he was helped and significantly by using just small amounts of it. You got to be careful. It doesn't taste good either.
We ought to do a program on.
And you can also just eat tons of watermelon.
Sure. Little thought of health foods. Cranberries, you mentioned those before.
Fantastic, so much, so good.
Yeah, and they are. And I've got to mention, I know Rachel would do, be careful with the cranberry juice cocktail. It's mostly sugar. No. You've got to get the 100% cranberry juice, or if you can take them, just the regular cranberries, right?
If you can take regular cranberries, that's fine. You are going to have to deal somehow with getting them down because they're very astringent and very bitter. Tart does not describe them. It's beyond tart. It's like the most astringent thing in the world. You can mix it with healthy things, maybe a little beet juice, which is high in sugar.
A little bit,
not too much.
Or you could just take the cranberry.
I like a cranberry capsule. Something I'm really into, and I have an organic one that's soft gel. It's very easy to use.
I recommend it a lot. Yeah, what about things? I mean, blueberries, strawberries.
Beautiful. Blueberries are like one of the most major antioxidant foods. I mean, at the various different health food stores around the country, people will be talking about it, but most people don't talk about it at all. I mean, blueberries are really, really fantastic antioxidants for your heart, for your brain, for your eyes, fantastic.
And, other kidney-supporting foods, apples, cabbage, cauliflower, peppers, garlic, onions.
Throwing in a lot of the best-loved antioxidants.
Yeah, sure. And olive oil, believe it or not, is a big help to the kidneys.
Fantastic. Fats are very good. Healthy fats are very, very good for you, and olive oil has so many many good things in it, especially in like a nice extra virgin. Yeah.
And then I read of green foods and kidney health. Tell us about green foods.
Well, very important, and because we want to control the acid levels in the kidneys, and one of the best ways to control your acid and alkaline levels in your body is to use greens, juice of some kind, not dried, ground-up greens, however. You know, like eating grass is not something we're very good at.
Yeah.
There are many supplements, and I do endorse them, definitely, and I think it's healthy for anyone. You are actually just rehydrating a dehydrated food, and they will help you enormously. They make your kidneys healthier, give you some energy. Really good for you.
Yeah, you're talking about the green machine kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, look,
make sure it comes from juice. Dehydrated as juice. Otherwise, people have stomach reactions, and they hate it forever. So
what else, real quickly, from your nutrition department, what else?
There's something I want to talk about.
Sure.
You know, I always have something, right? Cordyceps mushroom is something from Chinese herbalism. It's also called a mycomedicinal, and it is amazing in its effect on kidney health. They do believe, they being scientists and Chinese herbalists for probably thousands of years, that it can alter the course. There's a possibility that it could change chronic kidney disease. And you said at the beginning that there were no other options. There are many other options, and I know you know all the spiritual options.
Sure, as well.
When medicine tells you not to, you know, not to have much hope. But this is something that you can throw in there as well.
All right.
And I love cordyceps. It gives you energy. It's a beautiful thing.
And spell it for us. C-O-R?
C-O-R-D-Y-C-E-P-S.
Cordyceps. Hey, thanks, Rachel, and thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember, tell them you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're visiting the nutrition department. She is fascinating, and she just had the tip of the iceberg of what Rachel knows about things. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, too. Mention WLIE Radio. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God's given you. See you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963.